Welcome to Talks from the Bible. Then the Lord said unto me, The prophets prophesy lies in my name. I sent them not, neither have I commanded them, neither spake unto them. They prophesy unto you a false vision and divination, and a thing of naught, and the deceit of their heart. Jeremiah 14:14. People who listen to the voice of a false prophet find themselves believing a lie. When writing to the church in Rome, Paul spoke of those who changed the truth of God into a lie. Romans 1:25. The truth of God has the power to save, but falsehood will only condemn the soul. We must know the difference between truth and falsehood. The voice of every prophet must be tested by the Word of God. The Apostle of Love wrote to believers, I have not written unto you because ye know not the truth, but because ye know it, and that no lie is of the truth. 1 John 2:21. We must learn the Word of God so that we abide in truth rather than error. They that are unlearned and unstable rest, as they do also the other scriptures, unto their own destruction. 2 Peter 3:16. Many teachers twist the scriptures to prove their own views. When we change the Word of God according to our will, we are moving toward destruction. God will destroy every false way. If we fail to prove that which we are taught, we can be deceived and finally destroyed. Ye therefore, beloved, seeing ye know these things before, beware lest ye also, being led away with the error of the wicked, fall from your own steadfastness. 2 Peter 3:17. God has given a warning that we can be led into error by hearing the word of those who speak the deceit of their heart. False teaching is wickedness in the sight of God. God has no tolerance for those who deceive the hearts of the simple. Romans 16:18. We are not to be children tossed to and fro and carried about with every wind of doctrine by the sleight of men and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive, Ephesians 4:14. The religious world abounds with those who seek only to deceive. When the apostle listed the various difficulties that he faced as a teacher of God, he listed in perils among false brethren, 2 Corinthians 11:26. God warned ancient Judah of those who spoke lies in his name, and we are warned of those among us today who continue to prophesy lies in his name. Beware of false visions. Those false teachings will condemn your soul. Talks from the Bible are brought to you by the Church of Christ at South Commerce Street in Somerville, Georgia.